Real trees remain a popular Christmas tradition despite a tendency to dry out and drop their needles. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service is offering advice on how to keep them looking good through the holidays. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Several factors can determine how well a tree holds its needles once it's brought into the house. University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service forester Bob Wheeler says it all begins with species. He says some varieties make better Christmas trees.
The spruces are very susceptible to needle drop and rapid temperature variations. Typically in the lots, you'll see a variety of species. Some will have lodgepole or scotch pine, which are kind of intermediate on their needle retention. You have grand fir, and grand fir is a little bit more susceptible to needle drop than Douglas fir, and then much more resistant to needle drop is noble fir.
Wheeler says it also matters how trees are fertilized and watered up until harvest time. Most real trees you find at stores in Alaska were cut in the lower 48 back in October. Wheeler says it's best if they're not exposed to temperature extremes once they are cut. He says it's easy to ruin a tree that's traveled thousands of miles to Alaska on the ride home from the store.
If you can grow them, harvest them, have them semi-dormant and transported above freezing, that's probably an ideal tree. But the problem is when you take the tree out of where it's being stored inside above freezing and are taken outside and it's minus 20 or so, you can really cause rapid needle loss.
Wheeler says for those who cut their own trees locally, it's best to gradually warm them to room temperature in an outbuilding or garage where the temperature can slowly be brought up over several days. He adds that trees need a lot of water once they're warmed up above freezing.
The demand for water on a tree will vary somewhat by species, but typically a rule of thumb for this is a quart of water per day per inch of diameter of the base stem of the tree.
Wheeler says a cut tree left out of water will scab over in as little as 2 hours and need a fresh base cut to enable water absorption. He says there's no scientific evidence that adding anything to the water helps prolong the life of a tree. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.